That's Brian Eno and John Cale. I have to say, I've never heard that record before. You think I would have with all the stuff that I've been playing. Two legends of alternative or avant-garde music, I guess you might say, Brian Eno and John Cale. That was Lay My Love. I guess they had been collaborating for a long time, and finally, back in 1990, they came out with a record that was sort of a kind of like a summation of all of the work that they've been doing together thus far, and that record was called Wrong Way Up. Before that, we heard Leonard Cohen and his comeback album, I'm Your Man. That was First We Take Manhattan. Before that, Neil Young with Tonight's the Night from the album of the same name, and then it was PJ Harvey starting us off with Dress from Dry. My personal experience with that record is that when I was in college, I was a local rep asked to promote shows in the D.C. area where I was going to school at George Washington University. And at the time, I was an intern, working for free is what that means, for a tour promotion company. I promoted Dress and PJ Harvey's local appearance in the D.C. area. I can't remember where that was. You know what? I didn't even go to the show, which is really bothers me now because I've still never seen her. And I don't know what I was doing. I guess I was so busy at the time with all the other shows I was seeing. I didn't make time for PJ Harvey, and I regret that to this day. So let that be a lesson to you. Anyway, why don't we slide over here and we'll hear more. This time it's going to be from the Smiths. This is Big Mouth Strikes Again from The Queen Is Dead, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Just a twirling her baton. me and her went for a ride, sir, and 10 innocent people died from the town of Lincoln, Nebraska, with a sawed-off 410 on my land, through to the bedlands of Wyoming. I killed everything in my path. I can't say that I'm sorry for the things that we've done, at least for a little while, sir. Me and her, we had us some fun. Now the jury brought in a guilty verdict, and the judge, he sentenced me to death. Midnight in prison storeroom, with leather straps across my chest. Sheriff, when the man pulls that switch, sir, and snaps my poor neck back, you make sure my pretty baby sitting right there. Just a meanness in this world.
Hospitalized for approaching perfection. Slowly screwing my way across Europe. They had to make a correction. Broken and smoking where the infrared deer plunge in the digital snake. I tell you, they make it so you can't shake hands. When they make your hand shake,
Maybe I've crossed the wrong rivers and walked down all the wrong halls. But nothing can change the fact that we used to share a bed. And that's why it scared me so when you turned to me and said, like someone who up and left me low. Boy, you look like someone I used to know. oh.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Yola Tango with Autumn Sweater from I Can Hear the Heart Beating as One. Prior to that, Silver Jews with Random Rules from American Water off the Drag City label. And that was Bruce Springsteen with Nebraska from the Live 75 to 85 disc box set. So that was for the album Nebraska, but I decided to play the live track just because I wanted to. The Smiths before that with Big Mouth Strikes Again from The Queen is Dead, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And this is our show devoted to the Pitchfork.com site and their long reads, Sunday section, Sunday album reviews. They've been doing it a couple of years every Sunday. A lot to choose from, a lot of classic records that they've reviewed and dug in deep. And we've heard from a lot of different artists. It's been great. It was a pretty good selection. I've, of course, been weeding out some of the ones I didn't feel like hearing. I'm not sure I'll be hearing from Mariah Carey, but it is in that list, so sorry. But we did hear from like PJ Harvey and Jeff Buckley, Patti Smith, a lot of others, including this next group as we slide over here. Excuse me, I don't want to lose you there. Built a Spill was from Idaho. They're a great band, and you know, I liked them in the 90s. I like them even better now for some reason. We're going to continue with this. Brandy described eternity from Perfect from Now On, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Thank you. I was on to every play, yeah, just
All right. In case you were wondering what 1996 was like, we had Fiona Apple there with Shadow Boxer from the title record. And before that, it was Elastica with Connection. Also from the, I think that was her self-titled debut, also released in 1996. So we had two back-to-back 1996 releases before that. Minutemen, Mike Watts Group with Corona from Double Nickels on the Dime. We love that record here on the SST label. Built to Spill started the set off with Randy Described Eternity from Perfect From Now On. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford. And what's going on here is we're having a show devoted to Pitchfork's long read series about these in-depth album reviews that they've been doing for the last couple of 3 years. And so far we've stuck with everything has been that I've played has been from a record that's on this list. And it's a very nice list. From Leonard Cohen and PJ Harvey to Johnny Cash to Pill, and also to these guys, to Pulp. This is a different class as the record on their list. We're going to hear Common People, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
She came from Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College, that's where I.
Oh, come out in the bath. We will never understand.
Oh, yes. I don't know what that is. Something exploding. High school, I assume. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, from End of the Century, the Ramones. And that's the only record that they have on this pitchfork list of these essential albums. I don't know if it's like a comprehensive list. They're not really making a statement. They're just saying, here's another review, and it's an essential record, and this is a long read on it. And that's what this show, my show right here tonight, is based on, is this eclectic list of albums that are essential to the rock and jazz and some dance music canon. And then we've been digging into that for the past hour and a half. We're almost done. I can't believe there's only 10 minutes left. Red Hot Chili Peppers before that, one of my favorites, Blood Sugar Sex Magik. We heard Funky Monks, Guided by Voices. We heard Motorway from Alien Lanes. We started the set off with Pulp's Common People from Different Class. And now that we're here, it's time to play this one. I've been sort of holding on to it for quite some time. One of my favorite records. It's this first record by the Violent Femmes. They never quite reached the same levels of intensity. I don't know what it is. It just was a record that was right for its moment, right for the time. And it will live forever. And it's an important record to me as well. We're going to hear Prove My Love, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. 1,000 points of light, WMFO, and that's Black Flag with Rise Above from the Damage record. And before that, Violent Femmes, Prove My Love. We're about done here. I want the last song of the night to be epic. No, to be from Fugazi. In on the Killtaker is the name of the record that was part of this Pitchfork list, and we're going to hear Facet Squared. This has been a great show. Thanks to Pitchfork for putting together this list and allowing me to have a show based on it, to crib from this list. And I will see you in a couple weeks here on WMFO, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5.